Welcome to this last installment of the Kartik Inspirations. This is the last day, and it is time to look back over our shoulder and make a little inventory of what happened to us in terms of special insights, new realizations, new findings, which we have done during this month. What stood out for me? What is something that I would like to implement in my life? Collect that, and then comes the second step. Ask for blessings and empowerment so that your particular findings and insights that you would like to impart in your life when you look forward comes true. This is something like a sankalpa. Sankalpa is a practice where one goes inside and finds an inner orientation, an intention, which one then clads into a declaration of purpose. And one brings that into his life. A new intention, you could say. But a sankalpa derives its strength not from one's good wishes, but from the blessings from the Lord. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a verse about the power of sankalpa. It says, or we could say Krishna speaks this verse himself. He said, "A person who has faith in me and who absorbs his mind in me, the fulfiller of all desires, will achieve his desired object by that very means." So absorb your mind in something you would like to do, and then with faith in Krishna and a good prayer to him for success, take that into your life, and you will see it will actually work and spread light in the life, just like a light which you put in the middle of a house and which illumines the house. I want to also say something personally. While I was recording these inspirations, I saw you in my inner eye. I saw you in Australia, in America, in Europe, in Germany, Switzerland, wherever, as an invisible audience, if you so want. And I've become attached to this form of communication. Yes, our ways will in some ways depart now. You will do something else than observing the month of Kartik or listening to this. I will also do many other services. But if you would like, I invite you to stay together. I'm publishing a monthly Sharanagati newsletter, which is not long, a few pages, but it's packed with inspirations. If you want to be and remain in the Sangha, you can subscribe it on my webpage, sachinandanswami.com. And in this way, yes, we can keep on the good association. But the most important for me is I wish you all the best. May this month of Kartik and its incredible blessings stay with you for a long, long time. And I hope to see you somewhere at some time. All the best and Hari Bol.